Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, my next two guests quit their jobs this year, so we wanted to check in with them for Christmas and see are they okay. The two Johnnies, Johnny Smackins and Johnny B, good morning.
Brendan, how are you, lad? Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, lad. Jobs.
They're having a whip around for us in care. Keep us going. Keep the wolf in the door this Christmas.
I see you sold out the Tree Arena on Saturday night, so can I assume things are going okay then?
Only made around €25 on that, Brendan. You know, you take the costs out of it and stuff. We're lucky to get away with our lives.
Yeah, I'm only on a fast course here now.
And I saw you were both flying around the arena, literally.
Yeah, it's some crack. We'd go over to England for the training. We were on harnesses. They strap you up around the waist and hook it onto your sides. And there's two little strings. They're only about the size of a washing line. And we were the full, whatever it is, 30, 40 yards up in the air, flying over the crowd. Two of us dressed as Santa Claus. A savage crack, Brendan.
That's a beautiful Christmas moment right there. You know what? I prefer to just imagine it, and I'll have that lovely image in my head of the harnesses up underneath you. Johnny.
Well, the photograph on the front page of the Times was Smax's crotch. That's the one the Times went for. It's kind of an undershot of him now. That's what they're into. I don't know, but
lovely. Okay, I was surprised actually, Johnny Smax, that you agreed to flying this year. Did you nearly chop off your finger at last year's show?
That's true, Brendan. Yeah, I was on the front of the paper last year for getting my finger chopped off at the Tree Arena. So we tried to recreate the guitar.
To get in front of the papers, yeah.
It's Brendan, it's incredible. We would sell our souls. No, I did. I chopped my finger off last year and ended up having to get an operation. It completely had severed off doing a guitar smash at the Tree Arena. We got carried away, decided to smash guitars. And Johnny B, being the junior B hurler he was, swung around a foot off, Brendan, straight across the top of my finger. And at the time, I was like, ooh, gee, that's sore. And I looked down and my finger was facing the other way and hanging on by a bit of skin.
Ooh.
And there was
The ball was there.
So, yeah, had an operation, but I am fully recovered now and the finger is back to at least 80%. So we'll settle for that.
Okay. Look, keep working on it. It's a long road, but you could get back to, you could get to 90 at some stage.
That's what I'm hoping.
So listen, I know you're big fans of Christmas. Johnny B, how long would you keep the tree up for now?
Okay, so I got a little bit of stick for this, Brendan. I once kept my tree up for 3.5 years solid all year round until I got a new dog, my dog Gujan. When he was a pup, he ate the lights off the tree while they were still plugged in. He can't be killed, so he's okay. But we eventually took the tree down. It was getting too dusty. But the tree is back up now. But I did leave the tree up for years. And I would do cycles. I would change the decorations to be an Easter tree. And then when the hurling championship would start, I had a Tipperary tree. And then at Halloween, I'd have all scary things like tax returns and all hanging off the tree. And then at Christmas time, I have Kieran Donaghy, whose nickname is The Star from Kerry. He's at the top of my tree.
Okay. Artificial tree, I'm hoping, yeah?
No, it's a real one. Dead as a magnet.
So how will you both be spending Christmas this year? Johnny Smax, will this be your first Christmas with the in-laws?
Yeah, it'll be my second Christmas, Brendan, and they haven't invited me back, but I'm coming. They just don't know it yet, but I'll be arriving on everyone. The auntie got the invite. All the brothers and sisters, her brothers and sisters got the invite. I still haven't got it, but I tell you, I'll be there. Whether they like it or not, Brendan, I'll be there.
You're issuing a come and get me plea on the national airwaves now. They like you, obviously, do they?
Allegedly, I think they do. It's hard to gauge them. You know, she has 6 brothers and 3 sisters, and the first time I arrived onto her house, I arrived in and her 6 brothers were standing in the garden and I arrived in as a fresh-faced 19-year-old with an earring and I heard one of them mutter, "Christ, he's got an earring." So I think I've grown on them since. I've matured, I suppose, slightly.
Yeah. But then, as a butcher by trade, would you bring a certain expertise to the turkey and ham and that?
Oh, Brendan, I'll tell you, like, when I used to be a butcher, what Michael Bublé, you know, when he comes out of his cave at Christmas for music, I come out of my cave as the butcher and that is my time to shine. I'm centre stage. I can see the old ones are coming in down the aisle. I'm giving them the wink. "Don't worry, Peggy. I have a good one put out the back for you. You want it boned and rolled." That was it, Brendan. I was the showman, the greatest showman. That's what I was in me Super Value Butcher's costume.
So it was what Tom Cruise was to cocktails in that movie. You were to Burning and Roaring. I was spinning.
People would come in for a pound of sausages and leave with four turkeys. He was upselling like nobody, I tell you, Brendan.
And then absolutely, Brendan, spinning knives.
and listen, you got married around Christmas time too, Johnny Smacks. Is it a good time to get married?
I did, yeah, two years ago, Brendan. I was handy. No Christmas present. Do you know what I mean? What's the gift of love? That is the real present.
Yeah, I like it.
I would advise any fellas out there, if they're in a long-term relationship and they're wondering like, oh, what'll I do? What'll I get her this Christmas? Get engaged. Do you know what I mean? Get engaged. Just get the ring. It's nice and easy. You're engaged and it's Christmas present all at the one time. Romance. Everyone loves Christmas. They all think it's going to be like Love Actually. And then you wake up Stephen's morning thinking, oh, what did I do that for?
Was that worth it to get through an awkward moment? Yeah.
And yeah, Johnny, absolutely. Look.
Johnny B, will you be home to the mother for Christmas then?
I will 100%. She does three types of stuffing. My mother is from Dublin, so she's hard on the stuffing.
Yeah.
Apparently it's a Dublin thing. But I got caught badly one year. I was going out with a girl, God love her, and I called over to their house on Christmas Day to visit, and I was tricked into eating a delicious dinner. Well, they put it in front of me, and I couldn't say no. They were a good country family. And then when I got home to my own mother, I couldn't let on that I'd ate the dinner with other crowd. And I had to loosen the belt, put on me big boy pants, and give a right performance at home with the O'Briens. Because the mother would be looking at me going, you can have another bit, knowing that I was full. Yeah. And I went hard at it, I'll tell you. I ate the two legs off the turkey and the three types of stuffing, and I had to be rolled out the door. They were ringing Costigan's Undertakers to get me home, I'll tell you.
There are people all over the country identify with the two dinners now, and some families having to have it at 11 o'clock in the morning to facilitate people going to the in-laws later and everything. So will you guys see each other over Christmas, or do you take a little break from each other?
We'll meet Stephen's morning with the GA club. We have an all-game hurling and football down the park. And after that, there might be one or two refreshments served somewhere in town.
Stephen's morning was great for me, Brendan, when we had the hurling and football, because I used to go home to my mother's house.
Yeah.
And I'd head home on Christmas Eve, and I'd be home on Christmas Eve, and I'd be home on Christmas Day. And she'd be starting to have enough of me, and I'd be starting to have enough with her. Mm-hmm. And I'd say she'd be glad to see me going. So I used to tell her I'd be out Stephen's morning first thing. She'd be like, What time are you leaving at in the morning? I'd be like, I'll leave around 7 o'clock. She'd be like, what time is the hurling match? I'd be like, it's on at 8. They want to get a good run at the day. And it was just me trying to get out as quick as I could, get back down the road to the boys. I had 2 days, as much as I love my mother and I love my sister, 2 days of all three of us together now, it was getting like Big Brother. I had to get out.
Brendan, I'll tell you, one time I was in Dublin with my mother's side of the family one Christmas, and the same thing. I was getting up early to drive down to Tipperary to play this match that we have on Stephen's Day every year. So my mother had been a saint, made a few sandwiches, wrapped them up, said, they're in the fridge there on top. You can take them with you going home. I said, grand, half asleep the next morning. She'll leave in Dublin at 7:30 in the morning. I was halfway down the road and I started picking at the bag she gave me. Hadn't I taken all the leftover turkey and ham that was supposed to do everyone for the next 2 days and had left all the relatives with four sandwiches in a bag?
You probably did them a favour, in fairness. And listen, will you not do the traditional meet-up in the pub on Christmas Eve then? You know, everyone home and seeing faces you haven't seen for a while and all that.
Oh, you'll see all the boys home from Australia and America, all the boys who are abroad on good money, as we say it on the country.
London money.
Oh, there was a period there where a lot of friends of ours went off to Australia and they were all coming home every Christmas with the fancy watches. This was the big thing. The boys were coming home. Cheers, we're cleaning up out the mines in Australia. Oh, look at that watch. I bought that in Dubai on the way home. 15 grand. Now they're living with their mother.
Dubai watches.
You know, I thought they would have got a deposit for a house, but a watch seemingly was more important to show off around the town.
Yeah. No, I won't be out. We'll be at home on Christmas Eve. No, horsing into the ham. We'll keep it tight on Christmas Eve. And I can't be hung over Christmas Day. There's too much good food on offer, Brendan. I can't miss it.
I made that mistake, Brendan, before. I went out Christmas Eve for one or two refreshments.
Never happens.
And I came home and had to put together a Thai kitchen. And when the kitchen door opened on that little kitchen, you know, a car drove around the floor. It wasn't ideal in terms of preparation for Christmas Day. And I was dying. And the mother said, that's it for you now. Never again. She forced me to eat three dinners as punishment. Yeah.
Listen, at least the toy kitchen was there. There is a great tradition across Ireland of presents being left in pubs on Christmas Eve, isn't there? And fathers waking up in the morning and going, oh, what have I done? Christmas morning, then, will you be out for a run or a sea swim or something?
I do a big walk, Brendan, every Christmas, every Christmas morning. Yeah, I walk the whole way from the bedroom to the sitting room, and I lie down, and that's exactly what I'll do. I credit to all the people who do the charity swims and the whole lot, and the charity walks and runs on Christmas Day. That's if I can get even to the toilet after dinner, I'd be going well, Brendan.
Charity begins at home, Johnny Smacks. Yeah,
exactly. Charity starts at home, Brendan. You said it.
I might do a bit now, but I'd be sick in the mother because her tradition would be to have trifle for breakfast on Christmas Day, and I'm the opposite. She nearly disowns me when she sees me out running.
Do you have trifle for breakfast? So you've the ham on Christmas Eve, the trifle for breakfast. Oh, is there anything left for dinner then?
Should we turkey and all the stuffing? Three types of stuffing.
So you're focusing mainly on stuffing by dinner time then.
Yeah, but
what's your contribution?
So I'm the one who sits in the corner. Somebody at our table is at an angle, and someone has to sit in the awkward seat under the telly. So then when something dings in the oven, oh, that could be the gratin. I'm like, geez, I can't give you a hand now. Sorry, I'm stuck in the corner. So you leave all the people who are able to cook closer to the oven. Someone has to sit in the awkward seat in the corner. I take one for the team, and then I'm trapped in there, by food.
And that has now become a Christmas tradition, so you couldn't change it, I suppose. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's another way of saying I'm useless.
Johnny B, I believe you want to bring back the lost art of, quotes, visiting at Christmas.
100%. People nowadays everyone is texting each other before they call out. I just arrive onto people's houses, bottle of poutine and up to me neck in biscuits, and just arrive on, how are you lads, they're biscuits and poutine, one for the father, one for the kids, whatever you're having yourselves, and just call around to people. Just, I would advise that to people this year. We're always threatening to meet people and we can be very disconnected, you know, to be honest. And I would say just call out to people. Smacks disagrees. You're more now,
the
warm people.
People he's calling out to, Brendan, hate to see him coming.
I was wondering. You see, one man on his own can't bring back the lost art of visiting. Everyone needs to kind of agree that we're bringing that back, don't they?
Yeah, he's running his own ship here, Brendan. I'm not on that ship. I'm at the dock waving at him while he's gone off with the bottle of poutine under his arm. I hope he doesn't call to my house. I always tell him I'm away. So yeah. I'm after blowing it now by doing this interview. So, Johnny, I'm not in Dubai.
I'd say the Ring doorbells has put a stop to that situation as well. People are very...
There's been a spike in Ring doorbells in care since Johnny started this crusade of visiting.
And come here, do you guys buy each other presents, or what do you get for the Johnny who has everything?
One Christmas, Johnny B actually got me a really thoughtful gift. He got me a painting of Ryan's pub on Camden Street. I kid you not.
Yeah.
It was like an actual painting that I do have up in my house, because that was our favourite spot for a couple of pints in Dublin. So he got me that one Christmas. And they've slowly started to just become worse.
I got no thanks for that one, Brendan.
Yeah, well, I said thanks. But the following year, he got me a Nelly and Kelly CD who had the hit in 2004.
Dilemma.
That's
a banger, like. You're as an original CD singer.
How did that go again?
Yeah, no matter what I do.
Oh, yeah. Class.
No, you go, Brendan.
You do the rap, Brendan. You do the rap. He bought me a single of that, Brendan, a single. And like, I'm going to be honest, I say I was sitting in the shop on the Dublin Road since 2004, and Johnny picked it up for €3 and thought that was suffice for a Christmas present.
Reduce, recycle.
When there was money in selling CDs, lads.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Oh, geez, we missed that one, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. So listen, it sounds like you're good present buyers. Any advice for people now who are getting nervous on late presents? Any advice on last minute gifts?
Practical. I think the best present I ever got my father was a wheelbarrow.
I like
some
it.
Use of it.
Yeah.
I would also say you can't go wrong with concert tickets. For example, the two Johnnies live in St. Ben's Park next June. Pints in a Field 3, the Venga Boys, Jimmy Buckley, Bass Hunter, the Two of Us, Pat Short, Father David Vaird, and the Timahoe Male Choir, as well as Super Kaylee, MC'd by Dahi O'Shea. It's going to be absolutely unbelievable. And Brendan, I'd put you down for two tickets.
And at first, that Pat Short and the Venga Boys are appearing on the same bill, I imagine, is it? Or did he tour with them back in the day?
And Jimmy Buckley, can you imagine? It's like some sort of a fever dream. I imagine if you do ayahuasca... That's what appears to you in a dream.
Can you imagine the backstage area? Jimmy Buckley in basement are laving it off. Can you imagine?
Okay. So listen, we've gone through the whole season now. Just before you go, what about New Year's Eve? Is that still a big night out, or am I just old and is it still all going on, yeah?
Brendan, they should get rid of New Year's Eve. It's a cod, in the words of Eamon Dunphy. It's an absolute cod as New Year's Eve. I never liked it, even back when I was single. I know I'm married now, but when I was single, New Year's Eve was a disaster because everyone would have someone. They'd be like, oh, I'm going to be kissing them at 12 o'clock. Unfortunately, I wasn't partaking in any of that. I wasn't lucky enough. So come 5 yeah. to 12, I'd go into the toilet, into the cubicle. I'd sit down. I'd go on my phone or whatever, and I'd stay there till around 3 or 4 minutes past 12. I'd come out all over. Let's go out to the nightclub, lads.
Ah, stop. Would you ever be tempted to text the ex when you were inside on the phone in the toilet? Because I do think a lot of people kind of, at Christmas, yeah. they kind of start panicking and maybe reaching out in ways that they might regret.
100%. I blame E17. Do you know that song, Stay Another Day? As soon as yeah. people hear that, they get all warm and fuzzy inside and say, do you know what? I know, like, she went off with my uncle and we broke up 6 years, but it's Christmas.
She didn't mean it.
Yeah, she didn't mean it. It's Christmas. And, you know, maybe she wants me back. And you send that text and then you wake up next morning, no reply. She's blocked you again. Oh, God.
There can be too much pressure on New Year's, to be fair, yeah. So having a wedding or something, as Johnny said, is a great way to spend New Year's. I went to Reykjavik last year. Unbelievable. They're all selling fireworks,
really?
Selling bangers on the street.
Fancy, yeah.
Yeah. The fire brigade, as a way of raising money, they legally sell fireworks to everyone. And then there'd be lads walking down the street, families, children, just letting off these mad bangers around the square in Reykjavik. And it doesn't get going until late because they all stay in and watch this TV show. It's kind of like the Icelandic version of Callan's Kicks that goes out on New Year's Eve. They all stay in and watch it. And then the whole place only gets going about midnight and they stay going until 4 in the morning. And so going away for New Year's is a good one.
Yeah, but did you not get a strange feeling in your body around 12 where you wanted to be in a disco in a GAA club trying to shift somebody, no?
I know, Brendan. Come on.
He threw the head in someone, Brendan, just for old time's sake.
Yeah. Okay, the two Johnnies.
I used to be in a wedding band, so I was always working New Year's Eve, but we'll enjoy ourselves this year, so we will.
Okay, do enjoy it. Have a great Christmas, lads, and thanks a million. The two Johnnies, Johnny B and Johnny Smacks.